Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter.
Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, both big and small.
I'm Biz.
I'm Emily, and today we are going to talk about freebies and giveaways. Okay, Biz, so what do we mean when we say freebies and giveaways?
Basically, anything that is just like given away, mostly I mean promo items.
Yeah, like marketing materials, right? That's like your pet peeve. Yeah.
I have a huge pet peeve about freebie marketing materials.
Biz has been wanting to talk about this for so long and is like very excited for this episode. So I can't wait to see what she's going to say about it. But yeah, so basically just like the stuff that people give away, particularly to promote their business or like to promote something, right?
Yeah. So these are probably a lot of the things that you find in that junk drawer that you have somewhere in your house.
Ugh, junk drawers. Ugh. Ugh. Sorry.
I do not have a junk drawer. Do you have a junk drawer?
I have like a, I don't know if I'd call it a junk drawer, but I have a drawer where I have, it's not a full drawer. I have like a section where I keep things that I like need for the future.
Right. But is it full of pens and lanyards and magnets? And
no, I get rid of all of that stuff, to be honest. Like, right? I don't really have a lot of that stuff, but I'm like a pretty, yeah, I'm pretty anal about clutter. Like, I'm not, I really, really dislike clutter a lot. Like, Biz has been to my apartment. We record separately now because of COVID, obviously. But yeah, I don't like having a lot of things. Yeah. So I literally only keep the things that I like know that I'm going to use. And then everything else I've just gotten rid of.
But have you gotten to the point where you just don't take those things anymore?
Okay. I find it really hard. And I feel like probably a lot of our listeners are the same way. I find it really, really difficult to say no when someone's giving me something. More so as like an offering, you know?
I have gotten really good at it.
Okay. And I'm honestly, this is something that I need to hone and like I need to learn how to do, because I have a really hard time when someone's like passing me something, or particularly like I will say this at like the farmer's market, or I've been to like lots of craft shows or things like that. Genuinely, there'll be products that I'm like interested in or I think that are really cool, or, you know, products that like I am not interested in or whatever. But instead of...
Are you talking about samples?
No, I'm talking about like people handing out their cards or like a pen, or they're like, oh, like, you know, follow us on Instagram or here's my card. Like if you don't buy something and you like are interested in that table, a lot of the time someone will give you a card. Like, have you experienced that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so many times.
Minor side note.
Yeah.
Do you keep business cards?
I keep some in that drawer, whatever. In that drawer. I do have, like, I have business cards for, like, four people that I'm like, okay, I actually, like, am going to use this in the future. And I plan on, like, pursuing this. But I try not to keep them.
I do have a Rolodex of business cards.
Of course you do. That does not surprise me at all.
So, but I do, like, every time I add one in there, I kind of sift through it and see, I was like, is there anything that I really don't care about? And I will sift through it pretty regularly to weed out the...
Yeah, to weed out the stuff that you don't need. Yeah. But, okay, so how do you say no? Because I have a really hard time saying no. Like, a really hard time. Because there's a social, like, honestly, socially, it's easier to just take it. Right? Like, it's easier to just take it and move on and never think about it again. But like that,
but we're never gonna get hard. Anywhere.
I know. If okay, so what do you that, do? I know. What do you do?
I literally just say no. Like, I think it actually started, I'm trying to decide whether I started saying no to friends or no to businesses first. Mm-hmm. It may have sort of developed at the same time, but I've literally told pretty much all of my friends at this point, don't buy me stuff unless you've consulted me, because there's a good chance it will be at Value Village in 3 months.
Yeah, like you're just not interested in it.
Yeah. So I'm just like, if I want something, I will budget for it and I will get it when it is ideal for me to bring it into my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, I feel like I am good with my friends and family, like, particularly with gifts and stuff. Like, I've talked lots on the podcast before about, like, gift giving. And I do, my family still does receive gifts, but, like, it's very different. And, for example, my birthday is coming up. It's almost my birthday month. And this might sound, like, kind of rude to some people, but like I've definitely given out a birthday list of things that, like, if you want to get me something for my birthday, like, get me this. Or, like, you know, my immediate family members know me very, very well, that they know not to just get me, you know, a gift to get me a gift. Like, for example, I always ask for, like, camping gear. I've talked about that before, how, like, that's stuff that I use and I like to invest in, and, like, that is kind of like what I like to focus on. But it's not like they're just buying me a gift to buy me a gift.
Right.
And so with my friends and family, it's like very only a limited amount of people even buy me things anyways. Yeah, right. I find it easier. But with strangers, oh my God, I struggle. I struggle with saying no, because I, like, really, I try to just be polite. Like, it's hard not to be polite to strangers, right?
Gifts are sort of their own demon.
I know, they're their own world.
I find that gifts are easier to deal with ahead of time, right? Mm-hmm. If you set that standard and that boundary, then people usually respect it. It's usually the aftermath of, like, hey, I don't want this thing that you got me, that mm-hmm. goes bad. But anyway, we're not talking about gifts. We're talking about freebies and giveaways. Promo items. We're talking about that bag of toothpaste and toothbrush that you get at the dentist at the end of your visit. Bah!
Okay, that's a really good example, because, oh my goodness, Biz, like, the amount of times, yeah, I've gone to the dentist and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want this floss, I don't want this toothbrush, I don't want this little mini toothpaste, but I take it anyways because I feel bad. Like, I feel guilty.
Allie, no.
I know. And you know what? Actually, last time I was at the dentist, I was, like, just getting my, like, biannual cleaning. And she was like, oh, you know, we're out of, I don't know, like, the mini toothpaste or something. So she's like, but I can still get you, like, a toothbrush and stuff. And I was like, no, that's okay. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I don't need it.
I'm so proud of you.
Right. But it was because they, like, didn't have the bags already, like it's the awkward, like, oh no, like, no, thank you, when they already have something prepared to give to you, that I really, really struggle with.
Yeah, I find
I know I need to get better at that.
I'm just like, no, thanks, I don't want it. And their response is often, but it's free. Why wouldn't you want it?
Oh, I know. And then you're like, but then I have to deal with it later.
Because I have my own personal choice of toothbrush and floss and toothpaste, which are mm-hmm. bamboo toothbrush and change toothpaste tabs and floss pot.
Yeah.
Those are my two things of choice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I've just gotten really good at just being like, no, thank you, I don't want it.
Okay. And so I guess I have a question for you then. What about things, and I want to talk about this specifically more, what about things that people are like, oh, well, but I'll use that. Like, I'll use that pen. I'll use that. Like, reusable shopping bags. That's a big one that people are always...
But how many do you need?
Excellent. Excellent point, Biz. Love this. Like, how many of these things do you need? I genuinely believe, you know, I look back at, like, a lot of the freebies that I've gotten over, like, however many years or whatever, and I've legitimately only gotten one freebie that I still consistently use and love it, like, to this day. That's the only thing. Yeah, it was a buff, which is, like, the best giveaway ever. But I use buffs all the time. And that's something that, like, I literally use it. I have it. So, like, there's an example of that where I'm like, oh, but still thinking about that, like, I don't need a 600th pen. I don't need, right, like, another crappy tumbler. Like, I don't need another reusable straw. Like, all of these things that, like, I don't know. It might be like a, it might seem good in the moment, but you're like, I really don't need this. Right. So I think it's like trying to separate that of like, okay, even though this might be useful to someone, is it actually like useful to me? And am I actually going to get benefit from it? Like,
this goes into that argument that I've had over and over and over again in my mind. And I think we'll do an episode on this in the future. Systemic change versus using what's available.
Mm-hmm.
So little, like, look for it in the future, guys. We're going to talk about that at some future date.
Yeah.
It's like, do you take the pen because it's available and it's already exists? Or right. do you say no and let it sit there unused and buy the pen that is of a sustainable material that you can refill? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, anyway, we'll get into that in another episode.
Yeah,
some more definitely. Examples. Recently, the most recent freebie that I have said no to would be that I participated in a quilt competition recently.
Mm-hmm. Classic biz, quilting.
I got second, by the way. I just want to say.
Oh, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks. But everybody got a participatory prize.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And it was clover clips, which you probably have no idea what the hell that is.
No, not a clue. Absolutely not a clue.
Flatter, which is like a...
Also no clue.
Starch alternative.
Okay.
And they're both things that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I have Wonder Clips. I use them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Flatter, but I don't need any right now.
Yeah.
And it was a little bottle, right? Like, it wasn't a big one that a refill or anything like that. It was just a little tiny sampler bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I looked at them and I went, you know what? I'm good. I don't need those things. They were also wrapped in a little plastic baggie with a ribbon on them.
Mm-hmm.
And her response was, are you sure? They're really nice gifts. I'm like, they are. They're things I use all the time, but mm-hmm. I don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I have, probably over 100 Wonder Clips already.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of Flatter at the moment. So it's like,
yeah. So you don't need it.
I'm good for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need another mm-hmm. bottle.
Yeah, definitely.
So that was the most recent thing that I can think of that I refused.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good example. I think about, actually last year when I was moving, like pens. So I had kept so many pens, like, I don't know, I just had an influx of pens. And a lot of them had been like given to me, or I had stored a pen somewhere or whatever. Anyways, I ended up going through kind of my stationery when I was moving and was like, oh my goodness, I have like 200 pens. And I am the person who like, I will take a pen and I will use that pen until it runs out. Like, I don't really lose my pens. Like, pens are a little bit of a pet peeve for me because I'm like, there's so many pens. Like, and how many people do you know? Like, there's so many people that you know that will use a pen like 5 times and then they'll lose it or they'll wreck it or whatever. Like, so, I feel like pens never get used to their full potential. So pens really bug me. I'm like, there are enough pens in the world. We do not need these.
We do not need any more pens.
Yeah.
So at work, I have one pen that I like put my name on and it is my pen until it dies. And then I pick another one.
Yeah.
And at home, I don't use pens. At home, we have a few pens and pencils. We use pencils for our daily crossword because that's very important. We do that every morning. But if I need to write notes, I usually do it on my computer or my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I just kind of avoid the pen thing and altogether at home.
Yeah. And like, I do use a pen, but now because I had all of these crappy pens, like, because the freebie pens that you get are usually like crappy anyways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then I'm forced to use a pen that I hate and like that doesn't work very nicely and that is like, you know, splotchy or whatever, but I just suffer through because I'm like, no, Emily, you're going to get through these pens. And it's the same. Like, I don't use a pen very often. I just use a pen once in a while to like, I do make lists. I love making lists. And there's something about, for me personally, writing lists on paper. And I actually use like paper that, like, for example, someone like misprinted something at work. I'll take that paper and I'll like make it into a notepad and then use that for my notes, which has been great and like a lot better than like going out and buying a notepad because that's very unnecessary. But yeah, then I use that for like my grocery list or whatever, because I do like having a physical list. And then I use my crappy pen until it runs out. Yeah, so I have a ton of pens that I just have to like go through. And actually I did end up going through some of my pens, and I have some of them in a stack to give to the reuse center when they reopen. But yeah, basically I have so many pens that I don't even know where they came from. They've just like appeared, and I don't want any more freebies or giveaways of pens because all the freebie and giveaway pens just suck, okay?
Generally, they do. Yep.
Right? Stop giving them up.
So, trying to think of other things. Oh, so another freebie giveaway pet peeve. I guess not really a pet peeve, but more like a cautionary tale. Like, beware of the Instagram giveaways.
Okay. And why do you say that?
Because there are always a bunch of, like, there's a bunch of good stuff in a little bundle that you get, right? But you might use one of those things, right?
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I can definitely agree. I do know, I mean, obviously, I think that Instagrammers or like influencers or whatever you want to call them, they use giveaways as like a really, as a tool to like increase their following and like get people on board and blah, 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 whatever. So a lot of the giveaways that I've seen have been more like about artists or like artists giving away like a piece of art. So I'm wondering what you think about that.
Well, okay. So,
because like, I don't think all giveaways are equal, but you're right. I feel like if it's like a whole bunch of stuff that's random.
Don't get me wrong. Free is not bad. It's just
junk.
It's tempting. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So people tend to jump on free things because they're free and not because they want the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like they feel like they're getting away with something or like.
Yeah, it's like a sneaky, like, ooh, I get this.
Yeah. And so I have been the recipient, in fact, of giveaways on Instagram. It used to be a thing that like I was all excited about because I fabric was a big one, right? Like they would often, like the sewing quilting community on Instagram is huge in this. Like you'd get scissors and clover clips and fabric and it's all stuff.
I mean,
that
this is totally a quilting world that is very I've never experienced really the quilting Instagram, but I'll take your word for it. It's like that with every kind of like niche or hobby, right?
Yeah. And so it's a huge thing and they're constantly giving away stuff. And it's especially after I did win one of them, I was kind of like, well, that's nice, but I don't really have a purpose for this fabric. It's just gonna sit on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I use fabric, but do I specifically have a use for this fabric? Not at the moment. So it's potential fabric, which means it's just stash fabric. And I actually don't buy fabric just because it's pretty. I'm a scrap quilter, so I tend to just use everyone's leftovers for most of the part and only buy things if I need them to finish a project.
Right. Yeah, just to have a thing isn't a good reason to have something.
To get something because it's free is the caution.
Mm-hmm.
Just be very mindful of whether you actually want the thing or if you want the thing because it's free.
Ooh, okay. I feel like that is like the best takeaway message, I feel like, from this episode. Like, do you actually want the thing or do you want the thing because it's free? I just want to repeat that because that I feel like hits the nail on the head, Biz, because really we only should be getting things or consuming things or looking for things that we know that we're going to use. So I guess this kind of brings me to one of my points that I want to bring up is samples. Like, I think I know what your opinion on samples are, but depending on what it is, I actually think that samples can be like a really good thing in some senses.
Are you assuming that I hate samples?
No, I was going to say, I think that you'll probably agree with me, actually. Because, for example, Jack 59.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what was going through my head.
Yeah. So, basically, their bar shampoos, they last forever, which is amazing. Forever. But, like, yeah, if you buy an entire bar of shampoo and you don't like it, then you're like, oh my goodness, like, sweet. Now I have to buy a whole nother bar. Like, you know, you went through 3 bars before you could find your perfect, like, Cinderella slipper of...
And that was just of Jack 59. I went through other brands before that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I do kind of appreciate samples in a sense because they do allow you to try out a product. And particularly, I think for beauty products and things that are really like specific and niche and tailored to an individual, sometimes it's not always a bad idea to like to have that sample and to be able to try it out if it's something that you're interested in purchasing or like you're really interested in that product. On the flip side... I will say one of my biggest pet peeves is so whenever I order, like I do order like skincare and stuff, like, and I'm very particular about like like I've talked about, obviously, before, I've had some like skin struggles over the last little while. So I have been very particular about like what beauty products I buy. And like, I'm trying to get products that are green and sustainable and packaged in glass and all of this stuff. And I'll order products from a store, like a local Edmonton store. And when I get them, they always come with samples.
Yeah.
Which is like these packaged, plasticky, like so many samples. And so, yeah, that's kind of like the other flip side where I'm like, ugh, like this is kind of frustrating because I have all of these like little packets of samples.
Yeah. And that leads into my big pet peeve with samples is that a sample size is a small thing. So the package to sample ratio is super high.
Oh, yeah. There's way more plastic surface area.
Yeah. You're getting this tiny amount of product. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I get that the companies want you to try their stuff because they do believe that you will like it, or at least, you know, give you some options so that you're not like getting buyer's remorse from buying all of this thing that you don't want. Yeah. But the packages that these samples come in are almost always just like plastic baggies or whatever.
Yeah, like garbage. Yeah. Like it's single use plastic that's like absolutely not, it's never recyclable. It's never like, yeah, consumable, whatever, all that good stuff.
Right. Like Jack 59, their bar shampoos are naked, whether they're a sample or not.
Yeah.
Food samples. Yeah. Here's your toothpick. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Toothpick. At least like that's your sanitary transfer, right? Which is fine. And a toothpick is biodegradable. Cool. Beauty product samples. Oh my God. Beauty product samples. Oh, little tiny plastic. They're
so
not even
plastic.
They're like a plastic with the metal lining.
Yeah. It's like a so dual like mixed material so that like there's absolutely no chance of that being recyclable.
Zero chance of that being recovered. Mm-hmm. Because they've mixed the materials now. That kind of stuff, that gets when it comes to samples.
So I feel like that's another, just like one more reason I feel like to shop in bulk. Because if you shop in bulk, like, yeah, you can try something out in such small amounts. Like literally you can go, like there's a few places in the city where you can get like beauty products and stuff and try in bulk. So like Replenish or Earth's General Store has like different kinds of ingredients that you can make your own beauty products or whatever. And so like that's the beauty of buying in bulk is that like, yeah, you can be like, oh, I want like a tablespoon of that. Like they're not going to care. They're literally selling in things in bulk for a reason. And one of the benefits is so that you can like bring your own container and try it out. So yeah, just like one more plug for shopping in bulk and how great it can be because you can try out so many things.
Because bulk doesn't necessarily mean big. It means whatever you want in your own package. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Okay, yeah. So yeah, I feel like only go for the freebies that you or like sorry I shouldn't even say freebies I should say samples only go for samples on something that you like are seriously thinking about, you know, buying the full size of or like getting that product. Like that's kind of what my rule of thumb would be.
I feel like I actually wrote to Jack 59 when I got a sample in with my order recently. And I was like, so I got the sample, but I don't want to use this. And they were like, well, give it away. And I was like, I guess so. Yeah, sure. Okay. But I just want to let you know that maybe throw in like a little question at the end. Like, would you like a sample? You know?
Ooh, yeah. Or actually like in if I do order things online now, in usually like most organizations will have like a box that you can be like special instructions or whatever, and I'll say like no samples or like reduce my packaging or like I'll put something in there that hopefully like will cue them that I'm not interested in like a whole bunch of extra stuff.
I recently ordered tea and they did throw that in there. They had that in their checkout system. Would you like a sample? Which of these would you like to sample? And they let you choose your sample, which is so much better because you will actually probably use it.
Yeah, then you're just not getting something like totally random that you're not going to use or not going to enjoy.
I don't order a lot of things, so I don't really get this a lot, but I know that I have, if I get samples written in and said, hey, I understand that you want to give samples away so that people can try your product, but I would appreciate it if you would just throw in that as an option if people want it. Because not giving me the choice is the part that I don't like.
Right? Yeah, that's the most frustrating. So I guess maybe in conclusion, okay, so let's maybe wrap up some of our points. Emily needs to learn how to say no to free junk.
So many people need to learn how to say no to lots of things.
Because it's not like I want it. I just like am too darn polite. So, okay, so I'm going to get better at doing that. That's a good takeaway. And then, yeah, if you do get a sample, like only look for things or only consume things of things that you want to consume or actually like are looking for in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want the thing or do you want the thing because it's free?
Yes. Yeah. That is just like so important to live by. That's perfect.
Cool. Wine, cheese, and dessert.
Yes. Okay. So Biz, what's your wine, cheese, and dessert?
Okay. My wine of the episode is fake flowers and plants.
Okay.
I bike past a graveyard every day when I go to work.
Oh,
And it's covered in plastic flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they just get thrown away. Like they get left there for like a week or whatever. And then the caretaker comes and picks them all up. And I've seen, like, I have a graveyard near my home as well that I sometimes go running in.
Biz and just loves hanging out in graveyards, apparently. This is,
I don't know, both. So many graveyards in my life right now. Anyway, and I remember the first time that I went around the caretaker building, the main building in the center of the graveyard, and they just had like dumpsters filled with plastic flowers and vases and all these things that people left on the graves that, what happened to real flowers?
Yeah. Do people, like, I'm not really super familiar with grave etiquette, so, like, forgive me if I'm being insensitive or whatever, but would they leave plastic flowers with the intention of them being there for, like, a really long time, or
I would assume, like, that's their mentality, is that a plastic flower is going to last longer.
Right. But they still get thrown out by caretakers.
They still do get picked up and thrown out. I would imagine they probably give them like a time limit or something. Like, can be here for a week or this can be here for a month and then we're cleaning it up. I don't know. But I mean, eventually it's got to blow away in the wind and stuff too, right?
That's true. Like, yeah, like I said, I don't know graveyard etiquette. Like, I'm not familiar with it. But I mean, also, there's just so much research right now about, like, microplastics and, like, do we really want to be, like, contributing to
that? I have a fact on microplastics.
Yes, bring it on. What's your fact?
Okay, I want to quote this properly. So, according to Dr. Janice Brandt from Utah State University, we inhale one credit card worth of microplastics from the air every week.
Yeah, okay, I did see that. I mean, obviously, microplastics are like kind of everywhere, which is definitely a bummer. But I think about how plastic like breaks down in the sun and in the environment. And I'm like, I just like don't know if I really need that on like the grave of my family or friend.
Yeah. And I'm not just specifically graveyards, like office plants, like get a real plant. I don't know. There's some really easy to take care of plants.
And there's such, like, there are actual benefits to having plants in your home and workspace, like, to help clean your air. And we also, as humans, just, like, respond well to, like, having plants around us. And, like, there's a lot of positive benefits outside of just, like, the aesthetic component of having a plant.
Spider plants are supposed to be really good for detoxing your air.
Oh, well, I have one. Yeah. Anyways, I love six. Plants, so obviously Biz and I are a little bit biased.
They're the only thing I can keep alive.
Okay, so that's annoying. That's super, I can appreciate why that's your wine.
That's my wine.
We don't need fake plastic flowers.
Get real plants. They're nicer. And you can support a local florist. Do you still call them florists for like plants? I guess so. Okay. Support local growers.
Yeah. And like particularly, I will just like put in a plug here. Definitely support local because even if you do get live flowers, a lot of those are from like shipped internationally. And
yeah, that's true.
That's also like a really...
It's not good.
Really tough. Yeah,
I was actually going to throw that in there too. Get plants from people who grow them here if you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, yeah, There's actually, and I don't
know
the details.
It's a very intensive agricultural mm-hmm. practice of
roses and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I would encourage you to like get plants that you can have and sustain and aren't just going to look good for a week that are you're going to be able to have in your home for a long term.
But I would still prefer a live flower over a plastic one.
Yes. There's levels. There's levels of...
We're peeling back the onion, man.
Yeah, peeling back the onion. Here we go. Okay, what's your cheese?
Okay, so I wanted to start an apiary, so I bought 12 bees. And when I went to go pick up my 12 bees, looked inside, and there were 13 bees. And I said, hey, you gave me an extra bee. And they said, no, that's a free bee.
Oh my God, Piz. This was literally the exact same joke that I had for this week of freebies.
It's probably the only joke about freebies.
It is a great freebie joke because he had a free bee. That was literally the exact same cheese that I was going to use. So I can definitely appreciate that. That's amazing. Oh, great. Okay, what's your dessert?
Okay, so you kind of, you remember when I was asking you about the bottles of water?
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, bonus so yeah, rant.
Explain to our listener.
Bonus rant. Our water got cut off for, I think, a line broke or something. So Epcor came and dealt with the problem. And mm-hmm. 5 minutes after our water came back on, they dropped off 4 4-liter jugs of water for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, thanks,
Epcor. Those are
Epcor.
Big jugs of water, yeah.
Thanks for this. Could have used this yesterday when, you know, I had no water.
Mm-hmm.
But... anyway, so these 4 jugs of water had just been sitting in my house since then. And I'm like, I need to do something with this. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to drink the water because I have tap water, which is perfectly mm-hmm. drinkable here in Edmonton. I do it all the time.
Yeah, we're big tap water drinker fans. So
I'm like, but it's perfectly good, like filtered clean water, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to not waste it. I'm like, what do I do with this? So I went down to Hope Mission and just literally handed the jugs of water out to some of the people down there.
Oh, sweet. And they were probably stoked about it.
They were stoked. And I felt so great. I was just like, who else wants some water? Come get some water.
Also, did you do it in like this huge heat wave? Like, it's so hot.
Yeah. And it was really warm when I did it. Like, it was the beginning of this heat wave. So I was mm-hmm. just like, what good timing to go down there and like give out some water to people who need it. Mm-hmm. And they were all so lovely.
Right? Yeah, that's awesome. I'm really glad that you could actually find like a good, meaningful use for that water that you clearly didn't need.
Right. And someone else did. So it made mm-hmm. me happy. Put a happy in my heart place.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. That's what's great. Your wine, cheese, and dessert? What's your wine and dessert? Well, we already know your cheese.
Yeah, we already know my cheese, but my wine, well, I've been thinking a lot about how frustrating it is, about how convenience really equals packaging. And I've really been thinking about this in the fact of like particularly with food. Yeah, like it's just annoying that for some reason we associate like things that are prepackaged or whatever with being convenient. Like I have talked about this before, that there is an aspect of like buying your groceries and stuff like that, that things being wrapped in plastic or being packaged in certain ways does elongates the freshness or the lifespan of that fruit on the shelving. But it's just so frustrating to me that we don't have systems that are convenient that don't also like include being waste free. Because I think about like going to work, for example.
I was totally thinking about this earlier.
Yeah, like I think about like, obviously, I haven't been working in an office for a while, but I think about like, oh, when, you know, going downtown and working in an office and people would go out for lunch and like literally there was a place where you would go and you'd go to a salad bar. And like, how easy would it be to literally go to a salad bar and have a plate that you just filled up and like, you know, silverware? And yes, someone would have to wash it, but like, that's a really easy way. But like, it's just... we don't have that anymore. And I mean, COVID has kind of like reinforced that too. So now instead you'll go to a salad bar or like you'll get food or whatever and it'll be on a disposable plate and you'll get disposable silverware and everything's just like so throwaway. And it's so frustrating to me that like we don't even have the option. It's just frustrating that the most convenient thing and the way that our society is structured has been this like throwaway convenience packaging thing. Because I'm like, it would be so easy to, yeah, to facilitate this in different ways. Like, for example, the Edmonton Folk Fest, when it was on, they had plates. So you paid like a $1 deposit or something for your plate. Yeah, like I remember last time I was there, there was like a kid who, you know, you're all like eating your food off of your plates and you're with your cutlery. And like, that was really cool. And then, you know, it's you paid a dollar for the deposit. So it's not like a super high incentive to go and return it. But like also most people are going to. But then there was like this one, I don't know, 12-year-old kid that was just going around and like collecting people's plates.
And making a killing off of it.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, dude, like you can have my plate. Like you can have my dollar.
Like, and he's like, and another dollar and another dollar and what a brilliant kid.
Right? So I just think about that, how I'm like, oh, like that's so amazing that like the option is available at some place like the Folk Fest or whatever. But it's just so frustrating to me that like me and my partner will be like, we're in the middle of doing something and like, oh my goodness, we're starving and we didn't plan ahead because like blah, blah, blah. Like, and now we want to eat out or like eat somewhere. But like, it just like it creates so much waste, but it's so unnecessary. Like it would not be that difficult if we just like had a place or a system or a function to go to that was set up and organized for that. But just the options are so limited. And like even in a place like Edmonton, where I would say there's quite a few like-minded people. Yeah. So I guess that's just like been kind of frustrating me how like the system is set up. That convenience equals packaging.
And the funny thing is a lot of that packaging is a lot more durable than we give it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A lot of the containers for takeout, they're easily reusable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, you can't exactly. give them back to the business to use again.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Like, why can't, if they're going to make them, especially the more durable ones, if they're going to make them more durable and not just flimsy and fall apart on you anyway, why not use them a few times?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why
so
is
I guess,
this not a thing?
Right? Like, why are we creating, really, like, you talk about these, you know, plastic containers. I'm like, these are like, we created this product that's plastic that will last like 100 years. And we're literally using it for 10 minutes and then throwing it into the garbage. Like,
bonkers.
Yeah. So I guess that's bonkers. Just been really interesting to me. And I guess I'm particularly like, I find this with like groceries and eating out and whatever. Like, I am really looking forward to the days when I can go to a restaurant and I know that I'm not going to be creating like a huge ton amount of waste because every single thing that I order or buy or whatever is going to be like individually wrapped and organized and in its own little box or whatever. So
patios are open now.
Yeah, patios are open. So anyways, that's my wine. Convenience shouldn't equal packaging. Convenience should just like be accessible food.
That is a great actually wine.
That you don't need to have to deal with packaging after and what to do with it. So that's my wine. Obviously, you stole my cheese with the extra B. That's a freebie. But my dessert. Okay, and this is a good one. I hope that everyone has stayed listening to the end because this is my hot tip for the summer. My guilt-free favorite thing that's literally a dessert is that in the summer, if you go and get ice cream or all year round, really, whatever you're into.
Ice cream cones.
Get ice cream, an ice cream and a waffle cone or like an ice cream and whatever cone you want is like they give it to you with a napkin you can compost at your in-home compost and you just like eat the cup and it's a delicious treat and it's just like there's nothing better than getting ice cream when it's super hot and not having to worry about the garbage. So
I condone this behavior.
Yes, I'm a big ice cream cone. Like, to be honest, I never used to be a big ice cream person. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm really into ice cream now. So it's your guilt-free summer everything. Go for
ice cream
in a cone
and popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream and popcorn are like my treats that don't use waste.
Right? Yeah, completely guilt-free.
Yeah, one
completely
sweet, one salty.
Guilt-free. Good. Love it. Amazing. Okay. All right. Well, there's your guys' hot tips for the summer. Thank you all so much for listening. We would love to hear your feedback as always. So send us an email at becominglesspod@gmail.com.
You can find us on Instagram at becominglesspod or go to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect, listen, and to donate to support waste reduction efforts here in Edmonton, Alberta.
And we'll just give another quick shout out to Change Toothpaste Tabs, because thanks to them, we get to basically just volunteer for the podcast, and they cover all of our subscription fees for putting this stuff online for you guys and making it available. So big shout out to them. We really hope to have you guys back next time. Remember, every day we can be a little less than we were yesterday. Biz, come on.